I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time 5:30.
44 in Provo, 43 in Salt Lake.
Freeway's looking pretty good this morning. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes thinks that Facebook has historically failed to protect the welfare of children. This is the company plans to roll out social media options for young kids.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Amanda, this is a hot political topic, and I'm sure it will also divide plenty of Utah households between parents and kids. Utah's AG is officially joined by a bipartisan group of 43 other attorneys general in sending a six-page letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Their belief is that a new child-centric Instagram app could harm kids' mental health and also compromise their privacy. Meanwhile, Facebook claims they would not show advertisements to kids on this new proposed platform. They first announced their plans for an under 13-years-old Instagram version back in March. As of now, Facebook prohibits children under the age of 13 from joining their apps or websites. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A man is dead after drowning in a pond in Holiday overnight. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the details.
Police say a group of construction workers were working on private property with a pond when they decided to take some kayaks out. One of them capsized, and the man never resurfaced. Sergeant Melody Gray with Unified Police says the water is frigid right now.
The water's very cold. It's very difficult to breathe in that cold water if you're not an incredibly strong swimmer. And then you combine that with some of these rivers and creeks that we have, that the runoff isn't very swift and rapid.
Search and rescue responded to the drowning to recover the body. The death is under investigation, but Sergeant Gray says it looks to be purely accidental. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A hiker in Little Cottonwood Canyon is injured after setting off a rock slide. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports an experienced climber caused a boulder about the size of a refrigerator to come loose.
Somewhere above a place called Certain Death, part of the mountain came crashing down. Boulder had rolled over the man, leaving him seriously injured. Rescuers carefully positioned themselves to save the man, but a medical helicopter ultimately hoisted him away.
Rescue crews are warning others that the freeze-thaw cycle from last winter could have loosened even more boulders.
Utah's travel and tourism industry is having a tale of two different recoveries. The outdoor destinations are doing better than the cities. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live to explain. Mary?
10 people have been going to Utah's Mighty Five national parks and the state parks and outdoor hikes and camping pretty steadily throughout this pandemic. The Salt Lake City airport has outperformed the rest of the country when you compare year-over-year passenger volumes. But the urban centers are not doing as well. In-person conventions dropped. Salt Lake hotels had barely any occupancy. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A growing number of Republican governors say it's time to end unemployment bonuses.
We don't need to pay people to stay at home when employers are begging for workers.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says all the extra benefits are dragging the economy down. President Biden says that's not the case and says the economic recovery will have ups and downs.
More fallout from the feud between Congresswoman Liz Cheney and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy as a vote approaches tomorrow that could remove Cheney from her leadership position.
The leader of the House Republicans officially urging them to vote Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of leadership. Kevin McCarthy writing, "It's clear that we need to make a change." McCarthy doesn't defend Cheney's right to speak out, instead calling her a distraction.
ABC's Rachel Scott reporting from Capitol Hill.
Tense moments in the Strait of Hormuz between U.S. warships and fast-moving attack boats from Iran. Officials say the U.S. had six warships accompanying the submarine USS Georgia when the Iranian boats approached.
It is a choke point in the region, so it's not insignificant that this kind of dangerous, unsafe, and unprofessional incident behavior occurred there.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the U.S. fired off approximately 30 warning shots from a machine gun before the Iranian boats turned away.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.